how to have an effective vision. This is Apoorv, and you are listening to the Curio Seeker podcast. Today, let's talk about how to have an effective vision. How do you develop a vision for yourself? If you don't already have a vision, well, most of us have ideas about the things we might want to do or achieve someday. These ideas provide us with raw materials for a vision. But to turn those little sparks of imagination into a guiding North Star, we need to refine them. For starters, all vision have four qualities. The first quality is clarity. You should be able to clear your vision in a single sentence and in your mind. You should be able to clearly see it coming to reality. If you can't do either of these things, then go back to the drawing board and redefine your vision. Now, achieving clarity might seem easy, especially if your vision involves a specific goal, such as having a financial freedom or running a food truck. After all, can't anyone picture herself flush with cash? Here's the thing, though, to really achieve clarity, your imagination must be specific. For instance, for running a food truck, picture not just a general image of wearing a chef's hat and frying food, but detailed image of working during mealtime hours, ordering workers around, dealing with disgruntled customers and so forth. In other words, you must ask yourself honestly and answer this question. Could I really see myself doing this for a lifetime? That brings us to another three characteristics of a viable vision, each of which is related has to do with whether a vision is an authentic expression of yourself. To be such an expression, a vision should be compelling and meaningful to you. In other words, it should fit your values, preferences, desires, and personality. Visions that fall short of this criteria are often expression of other people's vision for you. Consider Varun, a maintenance manager of a hospital who was renowned among his friends and colleagues for a dish he made for them. They kept telling him that he should start a food truck to profit off his dish. He wasn't really interested, but the suggestion stuck in his head. He ended up quitting his job and starting a food truck, only to find it made him miserable. He liked cooking for his friends and colleagues. He didn't like cooking for strangers. So, we will look at how to avoid a similar fate in the next episode. Till then, stay sober, stay motivated. I'll see you in the next episode. This was Apoorv Khajuria, signing off. Namaste.